Hey, it's the Occasional Dose of Fat, show number 107 for Friday, August 26th, 2016.
And here they are, both of them, in the grandeur that you've missed for so long, is Sven Gomez.
We actually had people calling in and begging us to do another show, which I don't know if they know what they're getting into, but welcome everyone to another farcical episode of The Occasional Dose of Fat.
I'm highly skeptical of the people's mental health that request this show.
Yeah.
But, hey, my name is Gomez, and over there is J.K. Levin.
And over there in the Superland is Crazy Chris Daisy.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, the Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by the Surly Karate Monkey. Even though it's not a fat bike, it's a ninja bike, because ninjas ride steel bikes.
Learn more about bikes and ninjas. SurlyBikes.com.
Have you ever seen an aluminum katana?
Carbon fiber?
Suicide Squad katana?
So, you know, Surly Monkey is now a 27.5 plus bike.
Surly Monkey.
Surly.
Monkey.
Karate Monkey.
Cat Monkey.
Who's got the fat news? Deals with the blues with the shiny new shoes.
Damn right.
Let's see. It's fat and bad.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about fat.
And what is on the show this week, JK?
We start off the show with the event of the week.
No, we don't.
We're going to start off the show. Don't. We're going to mix
we
it up.
We start off the show. And we welcome special week. Guest, Bill Fleming from the Trek Store in Anchorage, to the program this evening.
The live studio audience.
Live studio audience.
Just went crazy.
We check in with the Fanny Farm Field Report, brought to you by Richie Logic. We take a call from our listener, and in this evening's special segment, we feature a man with 2/7 of a pet bikes, Mr. Sven Hama.
Sven Hama, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, guess who we already have on the line?
It's probably Bill Fleming.
Mr. Bill Fleming from up there in Anchorage. Welcome to the show, Bill. You're a world traveler and Iditarod 1000 veteran. That's awesome.
Yeah, you forgot about the groovy dancer part. Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me on the show. You know, always entertaining, to say the least. Yeah, for sure.
Do we have our fastback translator, our fat ambassador to Alaska, Mr. Travis, on the line?
Maybe. Travis,
good evening, gentlemen.
Can you translate Alaskanese for us so we can talk to Bill?
Absolutely.
Just wait.
I am at your ready.
So
what?
Travis, I should speak to you first, and you translate.
Yeah, that sounds great, Bill.
hey, before we start talking to all these fancy Alaskan people, we gotta give a props up to Oscar Blues because. Show 107, we still have beer left.
that's a seven show glacial
the pinner again. Thank you.
Same here.
Yep.
So drink them if you got them there, boys.
Yeah, drink them if you got them, eh?
So Bill is the rascal that introduced me to ultralight carbon fat bikes when I visited and he hosted me up there in Anchorage. Do you still own that carbon whiteout with all those dope Envy carbon bling-tastic McThingers on there, Bill?
Well, you know, no, I do not. You know, I'm not involved in 907 anymore. I love that bike. That was a great bike, but it has moved on in the world. So, no, I do not have that bike anymore.
Did you take it to the farm where all the puppies get dropped off?
In Sheboygan.
You came down to Sheboygan? Where you can ride free?
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
So,
much,
totally off topic here, because I was just thinking about Sheboygan, because JK mentioned it, which is, by the way, the surfing mecca of the Midwest is Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Is there a surfing mecca up there in Alaska?
As a matter of fact, there is Yakutat down in the eastern part of Alaska, the southeastern part. Apparently, and I don't know how to surf because I grew up in Alaska. I barely know how to swim, but Yakutat is like the surf central. You should look it up. I mean, I'm not joking. It's like a real surf spot.
Right on. Well, who would have thought surfing in the Midwest? That's just crazy. But yeah, at least you guys are on an ocean up there.
Yeah.
No, I guess there's supposed to be a good break there. People travel to Alaska specifically to surf.
I'm gonna
that break.
I'm gonna do a surf punk cover band and hang out there.
Oh, that's a more.
Yeah, right on.
So, you know, we don't really want to talk about your old bike so much, but we do want to talk to you about your ITI 1000 that you did on the Trek Farley.
9.8.
Travis was, Travis was curious about how that 27.5 by 4 wheel performed in comparison with standard fat bike wheels that you may have ridden before.
Yeah, that's a great question. And so I didn't actually ride to Nome on the 27.5.
Nice.
Well, then, there you go.
Take that.
I'm super excited for that wheel size. But the thing is, you know, I didn't really know what kind of conditions I was going to run into, and so I felt like I needed to roll with some studded tires or half studded tires. Mm-hmm. And of course, they didn't. You know, Trek didn't introduce a 27.5-inch studded tire last year. And so that kind of decided it for me. So I ended up going with 100mm head rims and some half studded Dillinger 5s instead.
Right on.
But we did have those bikes in our demo fleet, and I did get a chance to ride them around a little bit with the Farley 9.6s with the 27.5-inch wheels. And you know, it's hard to tell. I didn't get a lot of time on those wheels, and we didn't get a whole bunch of snow up here in Anchorage last year, so it's kind of hard to tell. They, you know, it's real subjective. They seem real fast, but I've got a new bike coming this year because, you know, it's necessary, and so
and plus one necessary plus one.
It helps ease the pain of running a bike shop. It's like an aspirin regimen, a new bike every year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like a, yeah. And so, but the new ones will have the 27.5-inch head carbon rims on there. So I'm excited to try those.
Oh.
Try those out. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you use the Dillinger with the you know, because that's actually a tire you can stud that's got the pockets in it. And you know, have you tried the, like, a grip stud version where you just take any old tire and screw in the stud?
Well, you know, the grip studs, that takes some work to put those things in there, and there's always the damage that you're going to, you know, there's always the danger you're going to, you know, destroy the carcass of the tire. And so I
It's like a moose carcass lying on the side of the road.
I love the
moose carcass, yeah.
I like the word carcass.
Yeah, you know, those things are, There's a place for them, but I didn't want to screw around with them, so I just wanted to go with like a legit studded tire.
Right on.
But gotcha. I was kind of careful about how I set the tires up. But I think that was the perfect wheel combination for that event. You know, because you run into just about anything. You're on sea ice. You're on powder snow. You just pretty
moose
much
carcasses.
Everything, and that was, yeah, and 100mm rims with the 5-inch studded Dillingers. That was a really good combination.
I ride that very tire on my fat bike. And
are those what do you call it? Gnome proven? What's the?
They should be
gnome proven.
Gnome proven rims.
Yeah, they haven't made the list yet.
So, Gomez, I know this is kind of turning the interview around, but
right.
the whole gnome thing, I, you know, because I figured you would jump on the gnome thing. But
I'm doing a donut right here. We're turning this thing around, Don Gomez.
All right. Do you want the real story, or do you want the funny story? The funny story is that I was raised by ditch trolls in Gary, Indiana. We didn't even have a bridge.
Gary, Indiana.
Angry, bitter ditch trolls. And, you know, the gnomes were my only friend growing up. And so, you know, I've always had a fascination with gnomes. Then there's the fact that back in the day, we used to ride a lot of single speed. So, you know, the one ring thing. Mm-hmm. Gnomes hate derailleurs. They tend to, like, put sticks in derailleurs and break them.
Hey, Dave got a big-ass stick in his from one gnome one day out on the Tosa Trail. I guarantee.
See, there you go. And that's how that happens. So, gnomes.
And that's how, okay.
If you see on my, here's a little clue, though, but when you see me just post gnomes to me, like, when I put that, if you see on my Facebook, that just means prayers. So, it's code.
Did you wonder why we weren't hearing from Travis? That's because he hung up on us.
Travis!
I didn't hang up. I got hung up on.
It's not my fault. Yeah. I didn't push the button.
Let me turn the tables on you, Mr. Fleming. So you you've ridden high-end carbon bikes. The new Trek Farley carbon, you were riding a 9.6 or a 9.8. Versus the Whiteout, which is the better bike?
That's a good question. You know, because actually, I built a frame set up, so I didn't really have a 9.8 or a 9.6. It was just kind of a custom build that I kind of made just for that ride. And you know, it's a little different. You know, the 907 I think is a it's a really comfortable ride. It's kind of a Cadillac ride. It's got the long chain stays on there. It's very stable. I think it works really well for, kind of river cruising. But I don't spend a ton of time in those kind of conditions. You know, most of my riding is around here, on the local trails. And so what I did was I kind of on the Farley, you can kind of shorten up those chain stays. And, I like the geometry for those short, you know, little tight single track trails that we have around here. But the 907 is a great bike for riding in the backcountry, I think. And the one thing I did like about the Farley is the big front triangle, you know, cause you're carrying just tons of crap. And so I was able to get a pretty big, I had a guy sew up a custom frame bag for that frame. And it was nice. I could get a lot of stuff in there. And with the 907, it's a little bit tighter because the top tube drops down a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it's kind of like Lamborghini, Ferrari. I mean, they're both great bikes. You know, it's really, you know, I'm spoiled to be able to ride that kind of stuff. Really,
right. So you actually advocate having more than one fat bike, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, that's the true solution there. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. I mean, you know that's what I'm going to say. So,
So did you get a chance to ride that Farley EX at Trek World? Only like 10 miles from where I live.
Well, I did. You know, it was kind of a hot day, and it's kind of weird because you know you're rolling around on these single track trails. It's a fun bike. You know, it's a fun. It feels like a monster truck. You know, the thing. And, you know, I'm not much of a climber to begin with, but that thing, it feels like kind of like a pig going uphill, but man, rolling through flats and coming downhill, it's a lot of fun. It feels like you're kind of steering a monster truck around, you know. I think they did a great job on the geometry, but I think it's about as nimble as you could probably make a bike like that, but.
Well, that's what you get when you come late to the party. You can kind of use everybody else's knowledge.
No, that's Sven, Trek Secret Police. That wasn't Gomez. I live artillery distance from the Trek Death Star. So, hey, Armando, the Tupper Becker of Tupper and Tupper of Fairbanks, Alaska rides one. He says it's dank.
Yeah, it's a big bike, you know. I mean,
I have no idea what that means.
I guess, you know, it's really like the monster truck of fat bikes, you know. I mean, it feels like you're driving a truck around it pretty much.
Nice. Yeah. So, Travis, can you do an Alaskan translation of dank?
Well, there's many variations of dank in the Alaskan language, Gomez.
Thanks for the...
From my brief encounters that I've had on the radio with Tupper, I'm going to say dank will translate to lower 48 speak, kick ass.
All right. All right. We like that stuff.
Right arm.
All right. Well, you know, Bill, it seems like we have so much more we could cover with you that was intelligible. Did we cover anything?
I don't know that we did. Maybe we should ask Mr. Dave Lunds if he has any questions for Bill Fleming up there in Anchorage.
All right.
Well, hey, Dave.
Hello.
Hey. Do you have a question for our special guest, Mr. Bill Fleming?
No.
Hey, here's a bit of radio gold right here. That's a freaking 1 ounce nugget of radio gold.
Dave Lunds from DaveLunds.com.
Bill, bygones are our most sincere apologies for having. Just kidding. All right, Bill.
Okay, Dave. Tell us what's on your mind. Oh,
we'll see you at Interbike, Bill, because we're going with Dave apparently. See you, Bill.
But is this Bill? Dave Lund? I think I know Dave.
We all do.
Everybody.
Well, that was thanks, guys.
It's the wild moose call of Alaska.
DaveLunds.com.
Hello?
So,
is this thing on?
Hello? Is this
what's going on? We're going for a bike ride. We thought we'd give you a call and see what's up.
Where are you at? Manuka?
No, we're going to the Rock.
Oh, right on.
I just put the bike together. We're going to go test it real quick.
I know you're headed up to Cahaba over to Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, what? Cahaba, a little side shop at Marquette first. Everybody planted to see your Sven Gomez. You should come too.
I'm previously engaged.
Do you have Chad
really?
Do you have Chad with you tonight?
We do.
Little man love up in there.
Oh, yeah. Beer laps with Boner.
Beer laps with Boner.
Isn't that the same weekend as Gnome Fest?
It doesn't get much better. No, it's the same weekend as Frostbite. But, yeah, speaking of which, I was trying to get Chewy up there, and he said he had a dog sit. I don't know what's up with that. But, I mean, is that a reason for skipping a ride up in Cahaba?
You can't bring your dogs up there. They don't like them in Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, whatever that place is.
They like dogs up there.
Yeah, that's what I said. Bring them with.
I'm dog sitting this weekend. Yeah.
I'm cleaning up. I'm cleaning up after a dog this whole week. Been cleaning the shop out. A lot of dog here and there.
Really?
Dog hair. Cool.
Dog star,
so Dave,
dog hair.
How wide do you like your handlebars? Is about a beauter and a half? What do you think?
I don't know, a beer and a half. I just put some stock bars on and I didn't even measure or cut them down, so I don't even know what the hell I'm riding. We'll find out tonight.
You like those flat bars? You like the low risers? You like the high risers? Like the enduro, you like the cruisers, you like the back sweep? You like the
church burner?
Ape hangers? The
love handles? I'm riding a 1-inch rise carbon handlebar from Thompson, USA.
Oh, well, Thompson.
Mr. Snooty Snooty von Snootenstein.
Really? Name
right.
dropper.
I'm wearing a kit, though.
Is that because you couldn't get the hookup here at our local bike purveyor over there at Hayes?
Oh, yeah. You could have had...
I wasn't foot fetish.
How do you spell that?
I figured since I'm ordering all this Thompson goodness, I might as well just go up there and step in handlebar, too. You know?
Yeah. That's a beautiful piece of equipment.
Yeah.
That was a good call.
Dave,
yeah, you know.
So you're like the gentleman's quarterly of bike components there.
You know what I think we ought to do, just because it's that time?
You think we should take a break?
Freaking break.
Go back in time and take calls from
back in time
from the Gnome Fest people that are all lighting up the switchboard like Christmas on Sunday morning.
We're just going to take a break. I don't know about all that other stuff.
Praise the baby Jesus.
Well, we're almost barely, so we can't join in a beer quite yet.
All right, Dave and Chad, thanks for calling in. We'll be right back, and we'll talk more to some Alaskan people up there.
Thanks for ruining our show, Dave.
Yeah. And then,
oh, wait, it came pre-ruined.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry, I can't hear you anymore.
Is that the same week as Frostbite?
All right, hey, we'll be back in just a second.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands: Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Boy, that was quick, huh? So we still got Travis up there, or who do we have?
Happening.
There he is. There's that guy. You know what we should do before we talk more is probably talk about the event of the week real quick.
Event of the week,
which oddly enough is
Gnome Fest. So do we have anybody on the line to talk about Gnome Fest?
Just Travis.
Oh, Travis hasn't been to Gnome Fest.
Well, we have you. You've been to every Gnome Fest that's ever been.
And I
So if nobody can talk about Gnome Fest except for you, we've got the most knowledgeable Gnome Festian.
Well, I can neither confirm or deny the rumors of drunkenness, depravity, nakedness, snake charming, Gnome Festing, bonfiring, beer drinking.
Is there any snog? Does any snogging happen up there?
Oh, things have happened at Gnome Fest.
That I try
to forget.
Whatever happens at Gnome Fest stays at Gnome Fest.
At least.
Ready?
Yeah. Including the snogging portion. So when is Gnome Fest?
It's September 24th through the 26th. And
oh, that's after Interbike.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the weekend after Interbike.
Hell yeah. It's at Levis, right?
At Levis. And it's a fundraiser to help, you know, the chalet burnt down. And they had insurance, so they're going to rebuild the chalet. But we want most stuff.
Like
we want showers and
like maybe a sign that says gnomes are welcome.
A 6-foot talking gnome that talks you through the
hey, kids, welcome to Levis Troll.
Mr. DNA.
And that thing's in the shower with you? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Talking showers would be kind of cool.
Talking shower gnomes. These are
put a video
crazy.
Phone in there.
Make sure you wash your undercarriage.
I washed my undercarriage just this morning. That was mighty fine.
So don't.
What's the difference between washing and playing with your undercarriage? I don't know.
When is the gold bond over?
When is a wash a stroke? I don't know which one of these.
Is it like golf, where the person with the fewest strokes wins?
I win every time.
God, this is a filthy show.
Dovetail there.
Thank God we didn't go with my idea of having kids on this week. Well, we have some youngins out there on fat bikes, including Tupper's son, and we got Joe Boo's got a couple of kids on, and my own daughter's been riding since she was 12, and I thought maybe we should have them on, and then an Uncle Gomez reminded me that this is an adult show, apparently.
It's kind of a mixed message to have kids on the show and have it be, you know, what it is.
Well, just put earplugs in there, you young folk. No, you don't have to talk like your Uncle Gomez.
No, it's like Pennywise and It.
Well, he managed to raise a couple of sons somehow. They didn't turn out like complete idiots. I don't know, you know?
My youngest son is studying chimpanzees. So there you go.
But that's a good thing in actually Africa, where chimpanzees are prevalent.
He just actually met Jane Goodall. So
she's still alive?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's chimpanzee love for you right there.
Right. That's like meeting Ted Nugent or something.
What? I thought she was a myth.
Oh, Lordy. So, you know what? We might have actually sashayed right into the Fatty Farm Field Report. How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like we probably ought to talk about the Richie deal.
Oh, this is a big deal.
That's a big deal. Since they're kind of semi-sponsoring the Fatty Farm Field Report,
they have a special offer to our readers and listeners on their Commando frame and fork.
That's a fat bike, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just running around naked in the woods. It's a fat bike. Mm-hmm.
For this price, $375.
$375 for a steel Richie with Tom Richie's custom tubing.
Yeah, Richie Logic tubing.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I know. I'm going to kick myself because I'm not going to buy one of these.
I'm going to kick myself because I don't have $375 burning a hole in my pocket, but I might just have to sell my daughter for that.
I'm telling you, it's a righteous deal.
I'm a 170 guy. I don't know if people are like, we can't buy a 170 anymore. You need the widest thing out there. No, but this is a bike that would be awesome for anybody that is doing more trail riding than soft condition riding. That's an awesome bike. You had one for how long?
We had that test bike for quite some time. 8 months or so.
You don't have it anymore?
No, it's been sent back.
But you know what they need to do for that $375 price? Go to richie.com. And
we'll have a link in the show notes along with a banner ad for this special deal. It's just for our listeners and readers and people that you tell about this deal. You use Julio, the discount code Julio at checkout, and you can get this. The sale price is $499, but the super like fatbike.com discount code you get it for $375. Julio. It's a headset too, because it has that special headset.
Wow.
Julio.
I'm gonna go rob a gas station just so I can buy one, because who doesn't need another fat bike?
Fatbike.com does not condone illegal activities to gain money. Yeah.
Void
where prohibited.
Wait, they don't? They do not?
They do
did
not.
Did you just say they do not?
They
condone
do not condone.
Okay.
Robbery is bad.
So we kind of talked to Dave a little bit about handlebar width. Yeah. You know, we had a question from one of our readers. He asked if it was okay.
Does he get a plug? Does the guy that came up with this fantastic
well, I don't know if we wanna,
bit for us?
I don't know if we want to put people's names out there. What if his mom's listening and says, jackass, what are you listening to those guys
Racer
for?
Racer X, like Speed Racer's brother.
His name is Jared von Speedenstein. But he just wanted to know if it was okay to trim wider bars down because, you know, he got a Trek fat bike and he's like, man, them things are wide. So I thought, well, I know it's okay to trim them down. Usually even most bars these days, including, do those have the schnickels on them where you can?
Nine.
No. What does that sound like, that bar? There you go. Now, if we trim that bar down, is it going to change the note?
Yes.
We should probably change that.
Most bars have graduated little.
Yeah, most bars have
that.
little schnickle blossoms on them.
Our bar has the skyline of Moab on it. It's
yeah, I was just wondering, you know, what you guys like for width, JK? Are you a wide guy?
Yeah,
and you don't like trimming because of the mustache, because you know
exactly got the you know. Look at the face. Look at the face. I don't trim things down.
How do you explain the chin, then?
It's overgrowing.
My name is Lemmy. I still trim a little bit. I like to keep the, I like to keep it around 720.
Yeah, 7.
I'm not a 780 guy yet.
I'm a 745.
Travis?
I haven't trimmed any bars since, like, you know, early 90s.
I'm 780. Oh, he's as long as they get. No, there's 840 bars out there now. Those things are just mental wide.
Wow.
That's really wide.
There are some places and trails by us that I have to slow way the hell down with my 740s to get my bars.
Yeah, you have to kind of schnickety schnick through right. There, do a little wiggle. Otherwise, I ended up in the Menominee River one time when I first went to 720s by hooking a tree just by like a half an inch, but it was enough to put my front wheel 90 degrees and launch me over the bars into said river, which was kick-ass as hell.
Dink!
I went splish!
Kick-ass.
Yeah. So do you have any tips for our listeners about how to trim their bars? I know one thing that we used to do, which is use a tubing cutter, a la like copper tubing
sure.
in the plumbing biz, which is a no-no you these
could,
days.
Yep, you could use Park Tools makes something that you use for cutting a lot of stuff, head tubes, seat posts, whatever, that just gives you a guide. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you're doing carbon, you want a real high tooth count on your hacksaw blade,
32
tooth or a higher count. And then you had a good one, which is wrap it with
masking tape
just to keep
over
it
the cut area
from fraying.
Do not inhale that carbon dust. It will not get you high.
It won't. Because I tried. Yeah, carbon is not a good thing to get in your respiratory system.
Oh, yeah. I got all of that one, all that carbon fiber up in my lungs.
And then, you know, aluminum, same idea, basically. You could use a little bit more aggressive blade, but basically, you know, clamp her down and cut that shit off of there.
I like to put a fresh blade in, make a clean cut. Mm-hmm.
Just like...
clamp that bitch down to the worktop. With some clamps.
That's where the Park thing comes in nice because it clamps into a vise, the tool itself, and then it's got
I don't have a vise, and I think that's what I need.
It's got a nice plastic little thing, and it holds it very nicely, and then you can just be like, wiki, wiki, wiki.
I've been buying new stuff for the shop. I'm just going nuts. I have a new liquor cabinet that locks.
That's not a good thing because you can't get into it then.
You got to have the key. And, you know, maybe... We should sell sponsorships because there's going to be a shit ton of pictures taken in the new shop of shit that we're working on.
Of booze and booze hall and
buy yourself a couple of cubic square inches on my liquor cabinet.
Remember that guy? He was selling like whatever they were, 8 pixel square ads on one web page way back in the old days. And he sold a lot of money's worth.
Big Johnny?
Your liquor cabinets. Prime candidate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 1-800 Gomez's Liquor Cabinet.
So I know Travis sent us a link about that new bike company.
Yeah.
Them guys. Yeah. Tim Krieger and friends.
There's a big controversy in the comments about what would the real Finnish word for bear was. It's like, all right, reading comprehension, guys. It said mythology bear. And, you know.
Mythological bear?
That's it. That's what I'm trying to say. But anyway, I think they cleared that up among themselves. They agreed to disagree about everything.
Well, there's not that many names for things fat bike anymore that people haven't already thought of.
I thought it looked like a Danish bear king, their logo. Oh, very regal. Very nice.
And these are the Wolf Tooth guys.
Yeah, the Wolf Tooth guys.
Who have they've been doing some pretty interesting stuff. They got a new spider system and chain ring system that gives you tons of combinations with very little skews if you're a bike shop owner.
This is a new bicycle company that has won the amazing industry award, the Nomi. Best new accessory of 2016. Those geniuses, along with Tim Krieger, the man with his hands in everything.
He does seem to have a lot going on. I'm wondering which ones of these are going to stick.
Product manager for the condiment company up there in Minneapolis. Those salsa
folks. Salsa? Is that,
now
a, is that a candy?
He has Red Bear. He helped. He's a consultant on this Otso. He has Terrace Tire Company. He has the Red Bear. The
Are you supposed to say anything about that tire company yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ken Blakey Shell is going to be testing those tires. Hey, speaking of tires.
Speaking of Ken Blakey Shell.
Hey, well, how about that?
Well, they're doing a fat camp next week.
Dang. Sorry. I'm overusing that.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you aren't.
Yeah, I'm not. So, yeah, we're going to also have some V tires coming in for testing. Did you see that big slick daddy? See that 4.5 by 26 slick, like slick.
This actually sounds like a good idea. Oh, my 24 bike is in the other room, but you know, I always liked the Black Floyd slick on that bike. Now I got a bigger tire.
I got a big slick daddy. So whatever happened to that green e-bike? Because you know what else is coming in? Specialized e-bike. Whoop whoop.
Okay, here's something that I don't know a lot of people outside the
Bad Boy?
Yeah.
No, well, it's got a different name, like a Votek or something. No, wait, that's the Polish bear.
Okay, do you get everybody in this room except for Travis, who isn't in this room?
Travis,
it's kind of in the Milwaukee area. We had this guy back in the day called Crazy TV Lenny, and he gave away bikes with TVs. They were friends, which actually led to the founding of the Pacific.
Oh wow!
Pacific Bicycle Company. Yeah. It's like the biggest bike manufacturer in the United States. Guess what Crazy Len Mattoli, TV Lenny, is doing now?
Selling e-bikes?
What? Exactly. He sold 2,000 freaking e-bikes in Madison. Huh. 2,000 e-bikes.
Get a bike.
Yeah,
I remember but
not,
that.
Not, yeah, exactly. And they were, you know, they were not horrible bikes.
So
and,
this is the Specialized Levo Comp Fat.
He doesn't sell those.
American Madison.
He says, yeah. They still have an American
Madison
TV.
Assassin? Lenny? Crazy Lenny?
Crazy
Lenny. American Madison.
But just that he's got to be the biggest e-bike retailer in the country by far. 2,000 bikes, that's a lot of e-bikes.
Our readers hate e-bikes.
Well, they can go fuck themselves.
Oh! girls! we have complete role reversal here.
Wait, what?
Wait, I'm usually the go fuck themselves guy. I'm freaking out.
I guess I need another beer. I have to mellow out a little bit. Maybe we should smoke something.
Friends on a roll.
I'm going to go get the humidor. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Sven's going for the humidor. So, what are we going to talk about now, JK?
I went on a Goonies ride.
Oh, yeah?
5th annual. It was pretty interesting. It was fun. It's a good time. I didn't get almost arrested this year. I got pulled over by a local...
That's interesting.
Hey, did you...
Local local law enforcement. That,
really?
Well, it was
just, like, don't shoot, don't shoot.
It was one of those things. He just saw too many people having a good time, and somebody was going to get pulled over and yelled at, and the music stopped, and I didn't have a chair. It was like, okay. But that was last year. It was a great, it's a good time. You go to see the gravesite of
Travis, we have a glass fish, just so you know.
The guy who played Sloth.
Oh, sweet. Oh, yeah.
He's right just south of Milwaukee.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a good pilgrimage. You do a Baby Ruth toast at the gravesite in the middle of the night.
Coming up here, I just saw Steel is Real.
Yeah.
It's coming up, too. So.
Yep. That's.
I'll probably say I'm going to that and then never show up for that either.
That's my boof day weekend.
Oh, well, then.
It's sort of your modus operandi.
Nine.
I'll show up for that.
Nine.
Not.
Yeah. My birthday has the built-in.
Wait, was is this here? Oh.
Nine. I get it.
So I know one of those people that has been just begging us for a show is indeed Travis.
Really? Travis, you've been calling? Because Sven keeps on saying, oh, yeah, hundreds of people have called, asked for a show.
Yes. Occasional dose of fact, you know.
Have we extinguished your fire for Fat Bike Radio? Incredible, yes, unprofessional broadcast. Show number 107 will go down in history as podcast crap.
I got to say again, thank you for the hint to use that Bordo box for a humidor. It was a very good idea.
Yeah, it's a really nice box.
Yeah, it is.
It should only contain the finest of things.
That's what she said.
It does contain some, well, we're sampling said things at this point, these Cuban, whatever they are, things.
So, Trev, did you know that our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bikes, Parts, and Chaos? And
we love Surly Bikes.
Of Surly Bikes. You know that you could learn more about the truth?
I was not aware.
You can learn more about the truth,
yes,
and other stuff at surlybikes.com.
Also, call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night. Leave a message about the Fat Bike Bubble.
I was just reading that somebody said the Fat Bike Bubble has burst. I think that was John from Surly who said that.
Really?
Yeah, the Fat Bike Bubble has burst. What does that mean?
I guess we should all just get on our fat bikes and ride now.
Get on your fat bikes and ride. This fish just keeps giving. Oh, it's getting very warm, too.
Yes.
It's a warm fish, by the way. It's a good fish. Good warm fish.
We have stuff in our store that's like t-shirts and stuff. Whatever you do, do not buy that stuff.
Yeah.
It's reverse psychology. Ba-dum-bum.
I'm going to go ahead and say our stuff is good.
So don't buy it, whatever you do.
Right, we don't want you to wear it.
Double dog dare you to buy one of those hats and wear it and stuff.
T-shirts have been going pretty well. Hats, not yet, but it's summer.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes in the winter.
You know, join us next time on the occasional Joseph when we discuss the correct way to pronounce
Bill Guise.
And fresh from the gnome test kitchens, we talk about Bubbles.
Bubbles, Bubbles, where are you, Bubbles?
We're going to close the show with a tune called Red Coyote, or was it Bad Moon Boots?
Yeah, something? I don't know. Was the band Red Coyote, or is the...
No, the band is Rad Ballas. It's Aaron Dillmeyer.
Shitty ass moon boots.
That's I'll tell you what, it's got some sludge metal beginning and some kick ass ending. It's a good song.
Aaron's a brand manager for Surly, so sit back and fasten your seatbelts.
And you can check him out at Triple Rock Social Club in Minneapolis this Sunday. Rock out.
Rock out. We'll have a link in the show notes. You can click on that bad Oscar and listen to these bad Oscars. Does that mean we're done already?
Till then.
Wow, you got something else, Travis?
I've waited this long for that.
Yeah.
Nah, nothing else, you know, other than, I guess, parting versus B, you know. I think Gomez would, he'd look very stoic, standing in the White Mountains, drinking a Midnight Sun panty peeler next to a fatback Skookum.
Skookum. Hey, we're going to do an Interbike preview show before Interbike this year. I don't know, probably the 16th or something, maybe. So if you want to figure out what you need us to look at Interbike, let us know, because we're going there. We're not going there for long, though. We're in, we're out. We're. Anyway, see you guys all next time.
Till then.
Again. Bye, Travis.
It is.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.